What's good, everybody? It's the Clown of a Cab Show. Shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers for not getting swiped back-to-back years. It's great, but we got to give homage to the GOAT, LeBron James. Yes, LeBron's the GOAT. He can make history again, being the only team to come back down 3-0 in a playoff series. We already saw what he did back in 2016, down 3-1 in NBA Finals. No teams ever did it except LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We remember what happened, and I'm telling you right now, everybody's written off LeBron and the Lakers. I'm tired of it. To give up on LeBron James, the GOAT, the most points all time, over 40,000 points, dude, in his 21st season, it's insane. It's insane the disrespect that people give LeBron James. I'm like, how? If they understood the game of basketball, why would you give disrespect to LeBron? I understand, you know, there's some things that I disagree with LeBron. His flops. So do a lot of other NBA players. They love the flop. You know, in LeBron's post after the game recently, he said, hey, it's just a game. But, you know, he came out with the book More Than a Game. So, yes, there are some things we can nitpick LeBron. But in 21 years in the league, dude, like, LeBron's been in the league, you know, for this long. It's crazy. Like, and still playing at a high level at age 39. Like, MJ was not playing at this level at 39. He was washed up. He was washed up. So, you know, LeBron James, I think, really, I still get my opportunity to come back against the Nuggets. I really do. It's 3-1 right now. Each game, obviously, is a huge game for them, but they'd be the only team to ever do it yet again. And it's LeBron. LeBron's the only team to come back down 3-1 in NBA Finals history. LeBron James has the most triple-doubles in NBA Finals history. The list continues. It's just, it's greatness. And a lot of people, it's crazy because I think a lot of it's with jealousy, envy, all that mixed together is why people want to see LeBron James fail. They love that. They want to see LeBron James lose. They want them to see him lose, just not all, just on the court, but in life in general. They want to see LeBron. But we look at LeBron, he's a success both on and off the court. You know, we look off the court, open up a school for, you know, children. Like, what other athletes are doing this type of stuff? You know, what other celebrities are opening schools up? You know, I don't know. You know, please tell me LeBron James is that guy. And it makes sense why they hate LeBron, because they want to be like LeBron. They want to be successful like LeBron. They want to have all these things like LeBron. I mean, he's great. You know, we don't hear stuff with LeBron getting in trouble, you know, off the court. That just never happened. LeBron's been, you know, just an A-plus on the court and off the court. He's successful. You know, people hate that. They just hate success, you know, over the years. And I'm telling you, LeBron James can do it. We saw in Game 4, LeBron James dropped 30 in Game 4. We already know what Jokic is about. Arguably a top 10 all time. I would put Jokic in the top 10 all time NBA players to ever do it. Top 10, absolutely. I mean, he's a walking triple-double. Game 4, he had a triple-double. 33 points, 14 boards, 14 assists. I mean, obviously, without Jokic, Denver doesn't even make the playoffs this year. You know, that's how valuable Jokic is. Jokic is going to do his thing. AD's really been playing well this series. He really has, averaging over 27 a game. You know, a lot of boards. But I just think AD, man, he can't stop Jokic. You know, being the defensive player of the year, you cannot handle Jokic. You're getting bodied. You're getting manhandled. So it's showing all the weaknesses that AD brings in, and it makes sense. You know, we don't see AD in the weight room. You know, he should have been in the weight room the past 3 years, and he looks like the same. He really does. Like, AD literally looks the same like he did back in 2020 when they won the championship. He just, his game hasn't really changed that much. Yes, he could maybe shoot a little better, but has he improved? Like, has he gotten any better since 2020 or 2019? I would say no. I would say AD's really been the same player. Like, he hasn't really been anything different. Yes, he's a great player, great talent, but we can see that he's not in the weight room. We can see he's not willing to go the extra mile to really lock up Jokic. Like, Jokic is way better than AD. Like, that's just the facts of it, dude. I hate to say it, but he is. Jokic is better than AD. He just that's it, you know. But and then Murray, they got to stop Murray. And I think that the key players for tomorrow night for the Lakers are definitely Reeves and freaking Russell, which we saw Russell, man. I just think Russell is just really overhyped, overrated. He always plays terrible against Denver. We saw him on the bench when the Lakers huddle. It's pathetic, dude. It's unprofessional. We look at Russell and realize he's not going to be on the Lakers next year. Win or lose the championship this year, D'Angelo Russell will not be on Los Angeles Lakers next year. Mark my words, I just don't see him. it, but hey, anything's possible. I'm picking the Lakers to come back, the only team down 3-0 to ever do it, and it's LeBron James and company. I'm never giving up on that. To bet against LeBron, I mean, they did it back in 2016 when he was down 3-1. And they made so many excuses of, oh, this and that. You know, he's a walking triple-double. We go back to 2016, Game 7, he dropped the triple-double. Okay? Like, he scored, like, 11 straight points in the fourth quarter to, like, make it that. Like, they're down. They're down. And he's just scoring and scoring. You know, they're down 86 to 87. He hits another three. Like, it's just, you never question greatness. And then he has the Iguodala block. He's been blocking players since he came into the league. So we already know LeBron's the GOAT. And if you guys disagree, you just don't understand the game of basketball. That's on you. That's your ignorance. You know, not mine. So shout to the GOAT, LeBron James. He's going to bounce back. I can't wait to see game 5. LeBron's going to go crazy. I would go over the 28.5 on his points all day, every day. Take off, Lakers. Let's go. And then we got the New York Knicks. Shout to the New York Knicks. I thought the series would be a little bit closer. They're up 3-1 against the 76ers. Jalen Brunson, 47 points in game 4. Went crazy. Went absolutely crazy. I mean, the most ever by New York Knicks player in postseason history with 47. I mean, Brunson, I told you guys, he should have won MVP this year. Yeah, like, straight up, like, Brunson, he's just been going crazy from Villanova, went to Villanova in college, you know, has 3 Villanova players on the New York Knicks right now. New York Knicks are looking nice. They're looking like a team that could be a sleeper right now. I always thought whoever won this series could easily win the East, and I think the Knicks are looking way better than the Boston Celtics. We saw the Celtics, what happened in Game 2. They lost to the Miami Heat, the 8th seed, even though they're up 2-1. The Celtics, they just don't got it. They don't. Yes, they have talent around them, but they have no grit. They have no grit whatsoever. Tatum, he shows up when he wants to, but in the playoffs, sometimes he just doesn't show up. Jaylen Brown the same way. Jaylen Brown doesn't have great defense. Really inconsistent player. Like, Jaylen Brown, I wouldn't be surprised if he's off the Boston Celtics this time next year. You know, even though I said that last year, I thought for sure they would trade Jaylen Brown for somebody else. But Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum on the same team, it just, there's no chemistry, no flow whatsoever. So, like, for me, it's just like watching the Celtics sometimes is tough. And the Miami Heat are going to make this a series. I can't wait to see what develops in that series. But the Celtics should win, obviously. They're the number one seed. Like, you're supposed to win these type of games. Like, absolutely. So, I'm obviously going to go Celtics, but we can never count out the Miami Heat, and I'd love to see a miracle happen and Jimmy Butler end up coming back. That'd be great, but you never know. But the Celtics are definitely going to win this series. And then we got the Clippers versus the Mavs. The series is tied 2-2. Shout out to Paul George. Even though he's washed up, he had 33. James Harden, no defense, had 33 as well. They gave up a 31-point lead in game 4, and yet they still won barely, 116-111. But I'm still going the Mavs here. I think the Mavs are going to win the series. That tells me everything I need to know. When you blow a 31-point lead and you barely win, which really they could have lost, you barely win this game. I just think the Mavs got it. You know, Luka had 27. Kyrie dropped a 40 ball, which is crazy, right? We look at Kyrie and say, how's he not on the U.S. Olympic team this year? How? Like, is it really that political, Kyrie not on the Olympic team this year? Dude, that's crazy. They got Tyrese Halliburton. Even though he's a great player, he's not a superstar. They got him on the team, but not Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it make sense, dude. Like, the NBA is getting way too political. Kyrie is definitely a top 3 point guard in the NBA. Playoff or not playoff, Kyrie is that dude. Nobody can hold Kyrie in the open court. Like, he dropped a 40 ball. You know, and we look at Russell Westbrook. You know, 5 points. Kawhi's always hurt in the playoffs. You know, Westbrook, it's crazy. You know, I love Russell Westbrook. I love the way he plays. He plays with heart. He plays with passion. But he can't shoot. He's been in the league over 10 years, and he cannot shoot a jump shot. You would think over the years you would get a jump shot, especially being a point guard like Russell Westbrook, but he still doesn't, dude. He cannot shoot, dude. I don't know what it is, and that's the reason he doesn't have an NBA championship, because he cannot shoot a jumper. He literally can't, dude. I don't know what it is. Like, Westbrook, is he too hard-headed? Does he think he's, like, a great shooter or what? Because 10-plus years in the NBA and you cannot shoot a jumper? Like, that's crazy to me, dude. Like, Westbrook, I don't know. Like, how come you cannot shoot the basketball? That is crazy. Over the years, in the summer, the offseason, you should be getting up 500 to 1,000 shots a day if you're an NBA player, a professional. Like, Westbrook, that's not him. More like Westbrick. Like, he's always shooting bricks. Like, that's crazy, dude. Like, Westbrook, man, I love the way he plays. He plays with heart, plays with passion, you know, grit, all that. Everything you want in a point guard. Everything you want in an NBA player. Everything you want in a basketball player. But when it comes down to it, it's just like, you can't shoot, dude. Like, you cannot shoot 5 points. You know, imagine LeBron James scoring single-digit points in the playoff game. You know, like Tyrese Halliburton in game 3 or game 2, you know, against the Milwaukee Bucks, scored like 9 points. Imagine if LeBron scored a single-digit number in the playoffs. Never. That's never going to happen. Like, that's crazy. Well, Westbrook's got to develop a shot. You know, like, oh, my God, dude. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch Westbrook sometimes because he cannot shoot. Westbrook every single time. But I like the Mavs. I think Luka and Kyrie are going to develop this chemistry like they already have. We saw it in game 4, them coming back down 31, never giving up. I think the Mavs are going to win in 7. I think it's going to go 7 games. I think Paul George, yes, he's locked in. He's not the same player as he was back in Indiana with the Pacers. He's just not. He's not the same player. He's been hurt, you know, going in and out. You know, same thing with James Harden. James Harden, yes, he's a great scorer. So many NBA players are great scorers. But we look at James Harden and realize he doesn't play any defense. He doesn't have grit. Like, he just doesn't. So, therefore, the Clippers are going to lose this series. I'm telling you right now, 100%, I'm confident that the Dallas Mavericks are going to win this series in 7 games. I'm just that confident. Kyrie and Luka are the difference makers. Well, like I said, Kyrie dropping 40 ball and not being on the Olympic team, dude. Like, that just blows my mind, dude. Like, what is the NBA committee thinking about this? Like, hey, we're not going to have Kyrie because, you know, some of our views are different. Blah, 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 blah. It's just like, really, dude? Kyrie, nobody can hold Kyrie in the NBA. Nobody. Like, that's crazy. That should tell you everything you need to know what the NBA is about right now, nowadays in 2024. It's changed. It's fugazi. Kyrie should be on the Olympic team. Like, that is insane to me. I like the Mavs over the Clippers in 7. And then we got the Minnesota Timberwolves about to sweep the Phoenix Suns. Who would have thought that? I didn't. I thought for sure this would probably be a 7-game series, but no, it might go 4, maybe 5 tops. But right now, Anthony Edwards is that guy. He really is. 36 points in game 3, 33 points in game 1. Everybody's comparing him to Jordan. Pump the brakes right now. I get it. He's hot right now. We'll see if he wins the NBA championship, okay? We'll see if he becomes champion. There's definitely talent in Anthony Edwards. I like the way he plays. He plays with grit. He plays with passion. And he has that talent with him. So hard work and talent mixed together makes this guy a dangerous person. Shout out to Anthony Edwards. And he wants it more. He's going at KD. We look at KD and realize, man, you know, what could have been, right? You know, back to 2016, they're up on the best team ever to ever do it, 73-9 Warriors. And they blow a 3-2 lead series in that lead. And the rest is history. Then KD says, you know what? I can't beat him. I'm going to join the championship team in the Golden State Warriors. And then I'm going to dip and not win another championship again. I just think, really, KD's kind of weak made for that. I really do. You didn't build it from the ground up. Yes, I understand you won championships, but you joined a championship team. It's just not the same, dude. KD's weak. We're looking at KD right now. He's over here smiling in some of these games, especially back to game 1 when Edwards just made him look silly, 33 in game 1, and KD's over here laughing about it. Like, you guys are about to get swept here, and you're laughing, and you haven't won since you joined the championship team in Golden State and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, who built that team from the ground up. You had to join them to win. So for me, KD's weak made. He's just weak, dude. Like, I understand KD's a talent. He's a future Hall of Famer. But I'm saying building a team from the ground up and winning a championship, KD had to join a championship team. That's the difference. That's why I just, KD's weak to me. He really is. And the Suns, Devin Booker, like, where you guys at? We look at the Phoenix Suns. They're all fast. They're all finesse. They're all, you know, flashy, right? They're all convertible, you know, but when you get the convertible on the rough roads, you know, up the mountains, through the mud, it's going to get stuck. And that's who the Phoenix Suns are. They're convertible, but once you get them in mud, they're going to start to slow down here. And there's just no grit on the Phoenix Suns. They're just not, dude. Like, Minnesota's literally about to sweep them. That's crazy. Shout out to Anthony Edwards. Shout out to Minnesota. I hope the Phoenix Suns make this a series here. And this is the game to do it in game 4, or else they're going to be done. And we're looking at KD and realizing, man, the true colors are coming out. You know, KD hasn't won ever since he joined that championship team. Even in OKC when he had James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Like, they didn't win either. And you guys were up 3-2 on the greatest team ever. The 73-9 regular season Golden State Warriors. The best record of all time in the NBA. You guys are up 3-2 in that series. And you blew it. And then the next year, KD goes, KD's weak, man. I like Minnesota, obviously, to win this series. That's easy for me. And then we got the Thunder about to run through the Pelicans. They're about to sweep them. Shout out to SGA. He's that guy. He's that warrior, man. He's that up-and-coming. I think he could be potentially the face of the NBA. You know, once Steph Curry and LeBron James retire, I think SGA has a great opportunity to become the face of the league. I really do. He has that talent. Same thing with Anthony Edwards. These two men right here, they have the ability to become the face of the league eventually in the future. But we look at the Pelicans and look at Zion. He's always hurt. You know what I'm saying? He's like Kawhi come playoff time. Always hurt. And I look at Zion, so much talent in Zion Williamson. But yet, it's just like, is he taking it serious? You know, is the diet serious? Is everything in the offseason serious? Or is it a joke to you? Or is the hunger gone a little bit? All the money in your bank account, is the hunger kind of demolished away? You know, Zion, what good is Zion? What good is his worth if he's always hurt come playoff time? You know, he was hurt last year or the year before. Like, I just, for Zion, man, it's just like, I really don't have sympathy for him anymore. You have all this talent, have all this money, and yet you're just going to come up short off injury after injury. Every single year, I feel like Zion's hurt around this time. I really do, man. It sucks for the Pelicans. It sucks for Zion. I hope he bounces back, but it's just like, man, are you going to be hurt this time next year again? Like, back to back to back? Like, I just feel like Zion's always hurt, man. I really do. I hope for a fast recovery, but what good are you if you can't play for your team? You know, and that, speaking of that, Damian Lillard, you know, almost tore his Achilles. He sprained it. You know, he's going to be out. And Giannis, he's going to be out as well. And it looks like my Indiana Pacers are going to run right through the Milwaukee Bucks, throw up 3-1 in this series. But I think Giannis is going to come back. I think Giannis is going to make this a series. We're talking about a defending champions here. Or not recently, but a couple years ago, Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship. And they built it from the ground up. Giannis didn't have to join a championship team to win it. He built it from the ground up. So I love Giannis. I love his game. I think he, you know, he is kind of, in a way, a face of the NBA. You know, like, he's one of those guys that nobody can guard Giannis. Same thing with Jokic. Nobody can guard these guys. Jokic, Anthony Edwards, nobody can guard them. You know, but we look at Milwaukee and realize, man, without Giannis and Damian Lillard, your two best players, obviously you're going to lose this series. And I even called it. I even said that the Indiana Pacers are going to win regardless if Giannis was – obviously, if Giannis was out, I was going 100% the Pacers. And that came to reality. It really did. It was just like, that's awesome. I want my Indiana Pacers to run deep. But are they going to win a championship? No. They're not going to win a championship this year. I think the Indiana Pacers are missing one key piece, and that is a true great point guard that can score and facilitate. I just think they're lacking there. They have all the other pieces, but I think they need a point guard like a Jalen Brunson type S player, like a Kyrie, which nobody's really like a Kyrie, but kind of like a Kyrie S type player that can create dribbles, that can get out in the open court and just finesse you and just cross you over with ease. Just like that. That's what I want to see. But shout out to the Pacers, man. They're taking off. And then we got the Magic and Cavs series tied 2-2. I'm still going to my gut. I'm still going the Cavs here. Even though the series is tied, I like the Cavs to win probably in 7 games. But back to the freaking, the best series of this playoffs absolutely is the Clippers-Mavs. And star-studded, you know, you got Paul George, Kawhi, who's been hurt, typically always hurt come playoff time. And then you got James Harden. And then obviously Kyrie and Luka. I'm telling you right now, that's my most confident pick is Kyrie and Luka to win this series alone. They're going to go right through the Clippers. The Clippers lack on defense, and they're going to go at them. You know, Kyrie dropping a 40-ball game for crazy, man. Crazy. Free Kyrie. I like the Mavs to win in 7. I can't wait for that. And then obviously the GOAT, LeBron James. They make history here. They can come back down 3-0, the only team to ever do it. And why not? Why not? You know, everybody wants to see LeBron lose. They don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you do these type of things. And I'm telling you right now, LeBron James can make history. The first team to ever come back down 3-1 in the playoff series and do it. It's going to be the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron, but it's got to be the supporting cast. It's got to be Austin Reeves. It's got to be Russell, you know, really hitting open shots, playing defense. That's the X factor for the Lakers here on out. If they play great defense and don't give up second chance opportunities for Gordon and freaking Murray, and obviously Jokic is going to do his thing, but if they don't give up second points opportunities, I think the Lakers can steal game five, go back to L.A., win in game six, and game seven is anybody's ball game. I'm telling you right now, I'm not giving up on LeBron and the Lakers. Take off LeBron. Take off the GOAT. The Los Angeles Lakers make history. It's the Clown with Cap Show. Let's go!